Welcome to Durham Historic Narratives. I'm your host, Gordon Whitehouse. It was 1848, and the railroad was looking for a stop between Hillsboro and the east. This stop became Durham, North Carolina. With the railroad running through Durham, commerce began to flourish. The product was tobacco. Durham produced brightleaf tobacco. People craved this sort of tobacco for its mild and sweet qualities. Richmond, Virginia. After being released from Libby Prison, a Confederate prison, in 1865, Washington Duke began taking steps to revolutionize the tobacco market. In Durham, Washington Duke found himself in tight competition with W.T. Blackwell's genuine Bull Durham tobacco. It was Washington Duke's son, James Buchanan Duke, commonly known as Buck Duke, who imagined their success stemming from cigarette sales. At the time, cigarettes represented a small market, but if that market grew, Duke Tobacco would be at the forefront. With the help of Edward Small, a pivotal tobacco salesman employed by the Duke Tobacco Company, his success in the area was so great that in 1890, the four biggest rivals decided to join him to create the American Tobacco Company. In the following years, the American Tobacco Company became the largest tobacco company in the world, and the center of Durham city life. Durham, North Carolina. Today, over 100 years later, the city of Durham is near complete with the renovation of this area. The strong brick tobacco warehouses have been restored to command attention, just as they did in their original form. This area is known to Durham residents as the American Tobacco Historic District. Only measuring nearly a tenth of a square mile, this area houses offices and offers Durham residents unique dining options. In addition, a new minor league ballpark was constructed to match the brick warehouses. These renovations attempt to revive this area as Durham's center of city life. Now at the American Tobacco Historic District, I take a walk down Blackwell Street, which is aptly named after W.T. Blackwell. The minor league ballpark is on my left, and I enter the restored tobacco warehouses through a pair of new glass doors on my right. Inside, the silence reflects closed businesses. However, preserved architectural plans still attract attention. In addition to architectural drawings, reproduction of tobacco advertisements are painted on the interior walls of the old warehouses. A large picture of a bull reminds us that Blackwell's genuine Bull Durham tobacco created this area. After passing through the high-ceilinged building, I experience a world of sounds. Jazz in the distance is supplemented by the laughter of families and the multi-tiered waterfalls. The courtyard between the two mirrored warehouses offers visitors a place to relax, enjoy, and rediscover an important part of Durham's history. The American Tobacco Company put Durham's name on the map. Through aggressive and persistent salesmanship, Durham's wealth began rising. As such, tobacco money funded the creation of Trinity College, which later became Duke University in 1924. This is Gordon Whitehouse for Durham Historic Narratives.